Hi, I'm Leah.
And I'm Davida, and this is Let's Chat. Hello, Leah.
Hey, Mommy.
How's it going?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
You hanging in there?
It's cool.
It's cool. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Let's Chat with Leah and Davida. Today, we are going to talk about...
We're talking about cultural appropriation again.
Cultural appropriation again. We talked about this a long time ago, like when we first started podcasting, and there was so much going on in the world then, you know, and even more going on in the world like, now. So we just wanted to revisit the subject a little bit.
Type stuff.
I learned that it's not really saying type stuff. It's saying something else. I'm telling you, y'all come to the Let's Chat show to learn what these them saying. Because the words the children be saying,
it's crazy.
That's a lot. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good segue. Because the people them are taking the stuff that...
Yes, guys. Okay. So, like you said before, we have spoke about this before, but, you know, I was a little young, you know. Like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing.
No. So, 2 whole years later, she knows so much more, y'all. Life is a good teacher. Go ahead.
Yes. Knowledge expanded. So, and with the help of the internet,
yes. We
are seeing, it's being put in our faces way more the way that cultural appropriation affects our people, which is why I kind of wanted to talk about it and what you think about it, because I would say I'm an opinionated person, so, and I'm very proud to be Black. So just seeing the way, and because we are Black, like,
we are Black
American, like,
Black American
from here.
Yeah.
So
red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Not really green, black, yellow, like, and red. We don't do that. But anywho. Seeing the way that our culture is just being taken and manipulated, which has been going on for years, but more so now and less, like more broadcasted now.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that people are just putting it on the back burner, like, sure, there's a lot of things going on in the world. We can't just pass by that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are one of the most influential and greatest powers in the world, we still have to figure out what's going on inside of our own country so we can help other people.
Yeah.
So, that being said. What are your thoughts on cultural appropriation and what the people are doing?
So, explain to the audience what our definition of cultural appropriation is.
Cultural appropriation is when a majority culture is taking away from, like, taking elements of other cultures and placing it into their own without giving credit for what they took.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm not a fan. Even earlier today, you were watching something on TikTok trying to learn a dance or whatever, and you told me that the dance was made by some Black kids or whatever, which most TikTok dances are. But as we were scrolling the sound, the majority of the people who were doing the dance were not Black. They were not people of color at all. And so it makes you wonder, you know, I have an issue with the algorithms that social media are using. You know, I posted something the other day about a doll that I made and it got 0 likes. And then I posted something else about something else and it got like 8 million. It's like you can't really figure out how the algorithm is going to work.
Yeah.
But that goes back to social media and Black America and how we are underrepresented, underappreciated.
For sure.
Our stuff is always taken and used to make other people money. And I, like you said, that's not anything new.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy because all these things come up during Black History Month. And we're doing this in March. So it already passed. But Target and Walmart dropping their collections, like
Netflix and Peacock
highlighting
and the Black collection, blah blah blah. Why can't it just be a part of,
like, and that's for any other culture too, because they do the same thing for Hispanic Heritage Month, the same thing for Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
It's like this, we are Americans.
Yeah.
So why not input it into the American culture as a whole?
Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Leah. I agree with you 100%. But what was the thing that really, like, got your engine roaring?
To stay on the cultural appropriation side, because there's, like, another thing. But last year, mm-hmm. we saw a lot of trends coming back and coming about. Mm-hmm. And influencer culture has become big, too, ever since, like, 2020. And seeing influencers and makeup brands and things of that nature using African-American and minority culture and promoting it as their own. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest things mm-hmm. was the clean girl aesthetic, which was really just gold jewelry, like minimal, like gold jewelry and slick back and lip gloss.
We've been doing that for forever.
Honey, brown honey glazed lips. That's just lip liner and lip gloss. Right. Like,
the most recent one that I saw was, I can't remember which football player it was, but he's now getting a fade. Oh. But they're calling it whatever the football it's player's
Travis
name is.
Travis Kelce?
Oh, okay. Him? Or, yeah. I think it was him. It's just amazing how, you know, when it gets onto a larger platform mm-hmm. and they just take it and make it their own and not give, like you said, give credit back to whom credit is due. Like you should always just, I don't care that you're doing it because you're going to do it. We want you to do it. Yeah. We want you to embrace our trends and do our dances and all of that stuff. That's why we put it out there. But we do want to get the credit for it being ours.
And you doing it and, like, not owning up to it. It's just, like, that became a thing because other people are saying it. But if you're not coming out saying, like, oh, I actually got it at a barbershop. Like,
right.
Picture number right. three on the barbershop
exactly.
window.
Exactly. Like, just be honest. Say, you know, I didn't come up with this. Yeah. Like, it wasn't my idea. This actually belongs to X, Y, and Z person. But what, as a young person, do you think you could do to make sure that people know the root of where things are coming from?
Really just have those conversations and educate your friends and the people that you're around. If they're saying, like, oh, I'm about to get the Hailey Bieber, like, honey glazed lips, just be like, what are you talking about? Right. My grandma started doing that. Like,
right.
Like, just really kind of check them, like, just to make sure that, because everyone has their own culture, but really just let them know, like, what's up.
I think that is really important for your generation to make sure that you are checking people.
For sure.
Like, I don't think we did that enough when I was growing up to, like, correct people and mm-hmm. put them on the right path. Like, actually.
Yeah. Like, this, no hate in your heart. Like, right. Just
like, I don't hate you. I'm happy that you're doing it. I'm excited that you've embraced this trend. But let me give you a little bit of education.
Yeah. And learn how to take that, too. Because it's one thing to give it. And then not accept it. Like, you can't be doing that, man.
Mm. That's key. Not only, you know, hear it, but be able to take it in and do something about it.
For sure.
Change your, you know, change the way you're moving. Yes. That's really good.
And I don't know if this, like, goes under the umbrella of cultural appropriation, but we were having this conversation the other day about how our people, like, we tend to idolize I'm going to say white people in black spaces. Sorry, guys. Love you all. But it's just like,
this our podcast. Go ahead, girl. Say what you want to say.
Yeah. Like, if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I'm seeing, like, the Delta Stone, I'm like, oh, this is not tough. This is cool. And then I'm seeing, like, in the and there's a white girl strolling. Great for her. You got in. You do you. But if I'm only seeing in the comments, go white girl, go. Or, like, oh, she's doing so good. Like, how did she get in the space? Like, can we talk about everyone else? Can we talk about the collective? Like,
I do wonder why we tend to do that. Like, you also mentioned a whole thing about if a white person is dancing and they get the moves or whatever that they invited to the barbecue. Like, why is that a thing?
I feel like because of the stereotypes that, you know, white people can't dance. Mm. I'm sorry, guys.
And that's not true, it's though. Like,
because we get mad when people stereotype us. Why are we stereotyping other people?
Right.
Anyway. It's like,
she said that with her whole chest, y'all. Okay.
But it's just like with those kind of things and we're getting proven wrong. Mm. It's like, I feel like we feel the need to bring that out. And I'm not sure why, though. Like, keep it to yourself. Let them do what they have to do.
Right.
Do the little stroll, little right. dance, you know. Right. Make the little food.
Right. Make the little food leave? What?
Because it's all stereotypes and we're just, and they're like, I guess they're just trying to prove us wrong and we're taking it, so.
Interesting.
Come on now.
Interesting.
It's 2024. Like, it's what are we doing?
What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why can't we all just get along?
Why can't we be friends, guys?
Right. Why can't we be friends? But why can't we be friends and be honest?
Yeah.
Give honor to whom honor is due. Let people know where things are coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, expose the true originators of certain things and keep it moving from there. Like, I'm not mad that you are embracing our culture. I'm happy that you're embracing our culture.
Yeah, okay.
But let people know that it is our culture. And that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, and that goes always.
Yes,
right. That's good stuff, Leah. Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
Don't do it. It's not cool.
Don't do it. It's not cool. Just give people the credit. Say this dance, this TikTok dance, was made by X, Y, and Z. Like, I respect people who are on TikTok that are big and they follow somebody and they get a recipe from them or whatever. Mm-hmm. Tag them below right. when you make the recipe. Say, you know, I got this from such and such person. Mm-hmm. As a crochet artist, my dolls, I have an amazing teacher. Her name is Anika Wilkinson, and her brand is My Kind of Thing. And she has yarn, she has patterns. So the dolls that you see, most of my designs are based off of her patterns because she's incredible. And mm-hmm. I will forever give her the credit. Mm-hmm. My dolls are my kind of thing because they are made by my hand. They're not going to look exactly like hers or anybody else who's making the dolls from the same pattern because we all put our own thing to it. But I will forever give her credit for every doll that I make
yeah.
using her pattern. Yeah. The same for Yolanda Jordan, who's another crochet doll designer whose patterns I use. Like, you have to give back
yeah, for sure.
to where you took things from. So I'm glad that you know how important that is. And I believe that you're doing that in your life. So you go, girl.
Yeah, I'm trying. Because, you know, I'm a very, like, creative person like you. So especially if I'm seeing it in, like, fashion or if I'm seeing it in music, it's just, like, it's not that difficult to, like, let it be known to other people because the way that the world works is that we're just going to take it and run with it. And most people are not doing research.
This is true.
So if they see a celebrity or influencer doing something and they don't have the knowledge of where it came from because the celebrity or influencer isn't backing it up, mm-hmm. then they're going to be like, oh, look
such
at this guy.
Such created
like,
it, yeah.
No, you didn't. But, you know, you do.
I feel you, Leah. That is definitely a passion point for you, and I appreciate and respect that. I hope that you guys are not contributing to cultural appropriation. Don't do it. If you need to know more about who created something or who came up with something, you know, do your research. Before you put anything out there making it seem like it's yours or whatever the case may be, do your research and don't just take things for granted. You know, don't say ChatGPT, chat AI, any of the AI things. Like, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You have to be really careful.
It's a crazy time to be alive, guys.
It is. It is. So you have to be really careful and make sure that you are not taking something that does not belong to you and saying it's yours.
Yes.
That's the word for the day.
Oh, guys, that's a takeaway.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil. I'm sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh. I hope you all have enjoyed this conversation with Leah and I. We want to hear from you. Hit us up on social media. That's chat_podcast.
Yes.
On Instagram. Yeah. Reach out to us. Let us know what's good. Even though people don't say it, slide in our DMs and let us know what's good. Any kind of conversations you would like us to have, any topics that you think would be of interest. We want to hear from you all. Right?
Yeah.
That's all we got. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We will talk with you soon. Bye.